Hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Lifestyle Success Podcast, where we explore empower conscious living to create priceless advantages for your wellness, your business, and your life. I'm your host, Master Intuitive Medium Kathleen Miller, and in today's episode number 104, we are in May of 2024. Wow. And today we are going to really look at intuitive trauma healing. And the question today is, you know, really what, this is probably going to be a couple episodes, guys, because this is such a huge subject. And the reason that I am going here is because I'm aware in my own personal healing, I am doing some fascinating somatic healing training, as well as, you know, this is something I've been doing for over 22 years now with clients around the world. But also, really, to me, there's this incredible full circle happening with the intuitive work that I've been doing for a long time and the science of this body-mind connection, and really how I'm just seeing it come up more dynamically, not only in just the clients across the board, but also seeing it in a lot of what is playing out with this, all the mental wellness that is really coming to the surface and everything that is happening in the collective. So to me, this work is really something I want to help inspire for you to, of course, be able to be empowered in your own body-mind connection, to understand the extraordinary importance of that, and to also really, I think the biggest thing I want to impart today is that there's almost, you know, infinite ways this can be done. And, you know, I always say, even though I've done, over, 10,000, tens of thousands of sessions, I have been able to really never have had the same session twice. Like, it's something that we are truly, truly so dynamically unique, each of us, and where we are in our healing and where we are in our body and our constitution and what our life is doing. So really asking the question, you know, what is really appropriate for you is a huge, super important question. But really, probably the first focal point I want to step towards here is following energy to heal. Like, really, our bodies are so extraordinarily brilliant. And what they're holding is also extraordinarily brilliant. The fact of, you know, that our central nervous system, our you know, all of the different levels of what the information of even other lifetimes, other dimensions, other realities, that I know this is not everybody's, you know, isn't always grasping this and or even believing in this. And that's perfectly okay if you're not. And yet in my work, it's just something I'm seeing on an ongoing basis of where these other, you know, timelines and other aspects of how complex our subtle bodies are is absolutely directly and sometimes indirectly affecting our health, affecting our ability to have mental stability and groundedness in our life, affecting our ability to, you know, be able to stay consistent in moving forward. And so really following energy and really getting clear that, you know, you're desiring for being willing to go further. I think that's another important step too, because another thing I definitely see in my work is, you know, like I'll notice a lot going on in the field. And then if I do start to kind of gently kind of go towards that, it's very apparent very quickly if the client is willing to go there, and it's perfectly fine. I don't have a point of view or an agenda that anything has to happen. I'm there simply as in, you know, a non-judgmenting support. But, you know, if we're not willing to kind of take a step to let, you know, deeper realms of trauma, stress that's stuck, more often than not, to other people's energies that are inappropriately in our bodies and in our energy fields too, that's another one that can cause a lot of damage and a lot of toxicity or imbalance. So these are all important to be clearing and getting those traumas out, getting those layers and that information out of the field as well. That tends to really stress the lymphatic system, the central nervous system in a lot of different ways. And so that's that first being, is the willingness, you know, really asking, you know, what's appropriate for your body, what is an appropriate step for you. Another point I was aware of, kind of trying to gather the energy to step into this podcast, was really the awareness. It's similar to detoxification. When we are toxic and we're wanting to cleanse or we're wanting to do a detox, if you're really, really, really toxic and you try to do a hardcore detox, it can be too much too soon. You can get way too much into the bloodstream from the lymphatics and overwhelm your system, which is that healing crisis. And that, more often than not, can be more stress than is really might be appropriate for you, or it throws the body into too much. And that's not really, you know, especially after doing a lot of extreme cleanses myself, I realized a lot of that wasn't really necessary to overly stress the body in order to heal. So really asking, like, hey, what changes can you make that are gently appropriate for the body, and that it can be gentle, that it can be, you know, as low. I'm very much a non-drama fan. And yet sometimes rage comes up, and, you know, true, like, healthy aggression. There are aspects of releasing. If you, you know, weren't allowed to have those releases, sometimes those are important releases to move things out of the body. And yet it can be done in a very kind of clean, clear way. So that's that first step. And then two is really, you know, releasing our judgments and all of our filters. I think this is another tricky, tricky area that, when, you know, between the way we are structurally, societally, energetically controlled, and how just basic etiquette, let's just take that for example. So, you know, when you're upset, it's not appropriate to be upset around people you don't know. When you're somebody's offensive, you know, and there are definitely exceptions to the rule here, but what I'm getting at are being able to clear not only our judgments of ourselves first and foremost, but also our judgments that are holding our emotions kind of locked and holding us into that functional freeze, holding us into that, you know, just not quite authentic or true expression of where we are or how we're feeling. And then we have a lot of filters around that too. We filter things, we edit to save face, to present well at work, to not upset the family, to pretend like things are still all going okay. And I get it. There's times I've absolutely done that myself. There are times where that may be warranted and actually less stressful, to be totally honest, for you. And yet being able to find, where is it that I can, you know, begin to really release these filters and judgments and blockages that aren't allowing me, because it will cut off your awareness of what's true for you. And it also doesn't allow you to kind of tap into those deeper pockets that are going to begin to surface and clear. And that's something that, you know, when I'm working with others, sometimes there's just a lot of preliminary foundational work that is really required for that core stability. And then once the system and all of your subtle bodies are really, really stable, then deeper things can come up. And I love the analogy, you know, when you have a filthy comforter, you don't see every little speck, but when you do a washing of it, and then all of a sudden you see tinier, smaller little things that all of a sudden you couldn't see when it was super dirty. So this is, for some, much more refinement of the emotional system and more clarity there. For others, it is just really more of that energetic bandwidth to be able to go deeper, to be able to have the energy to move out what's necessary and to have, you know, the releases to allow more healing, more support for, you know, what I love so much about deeper healing work in this way is it tends to certainly address allergies, but also lots of digestion issues, lots of anxiety issues, lots of you know, autoimmune issues tend to really either greatly improve or become a non-issue. And so this is where these deeper things, so much of the energetic bandwidth of the body and the being is going into holding so much in place. And so this is something that is very, very exciting. And certainly for myself, I've noticed, you know, being able to just eat whatever I want without an issue, being able to, you know, really have just way more immune strength and reinforcement that comes alongside doing this work. And so I've seen it in my own body, I've seen it in my own healing, and I've definitely seen this and have had confirmation from many, many, many clients with improvements in their energy and wellness as well. So it's something that, and not even saying to work with me, there's tons of different fabulous people out there. So certainly whatever is appropriate and resonates for you, but it's being willing to ask, okay, what is the next step that will help me, you know, to really, you know, what is the question for me? Because it's a little bit different for everybody. You know, for some people, it's injuries that they've gone through or accidents that they've had or, you know, very specific traumas. And for others, it's very stressful upbringings. It's perfectionistic, like not being able to get away from trying to be perfect, or that it was, you know, things never good enough. And so all of those can create ceilings of stress in different ways that are, you know, again, totally unique to each person and how that manifests in the body, how that shows up as blockage, how that shows up as not just physical cellular blockages, but also blocking in life, blocking where we're not taking risks, blocking where we're going up against a success ceiling, or in, you know, how far we're able to get in our productivity. So it can block us in numerous different directions and a lot of different ways as well. Okay, so that's two. And then three is, you know, and this is, again, I think I started with this, but I definitely want to circle back and reiterate this too, is really pacing yourself, like really finding that, what, again, what is the appropriate level of doing this for your body? I tend to be a all in. When I get excited about something, I go for it. I want to know everything. And sometimes that's great. Sometimes it works. And sometimes we can throw our body into a bit of overwhelm and a bit of too much activation that might be counterproductive to moving forward. So letting your body show you, and then finding, you know, the best pace to heal. Because, you know, even in being able to do, you know, and I'm sure each of the listeners, this is slightly different, but your own personal journey. I mean, people have jobs, we have families, we have homes, we have lives, we have community, you know, projects and different things that we're doing. So we have tremendous commitments, tremendous energy going out in a lot of different ways. And so within a day to be able to clarify, okay, where is the bandwidth to be able to be supporting myself or taking another step to release the past or to move out of toxic energies that I know could be better, and not having pressure or judgment about that, but just asking, okay, what is the step? What is the communication? What is the release? And what are all the ways? Because there's not one right way. There's a lot of different ways. So part of that intuitive trauma healing to me can come from, you know, between art therapy, there's, you know, certainly physical energy healing, but there's also communications with other, being able to really find a safe space and, you know, safe people to connect and express what's true for you, and being able to find safe areas to, you know, allow yourself to just be clear and to have a healthy release or healthy, you know, expression of whatever really happened or whatever is really true. And so, you know, one of the things I know for me, you know, in sometimes when we're invalidated about something that was traumatic, that also is a double whammy trauma. Because not only were you not validated, but then you were told, no, that didn't happen. You're wrong. That isn't real. So there's sometimes where that also can create not trusting the self, not trusting what's true in your emotional experience. And so again, sometimes these types of experiences can take years, if not decades, to move through in all the ways that impacts the body, all the ways that impacts our subtle bodies and our emotional well-being, but then moving into, you know, one, being able to clear it and really neutralize it to where it's a non-issue for you moving forward, but also to really get to a space where it can be wisdom moving forward, that it's, you know, everything that we have experienced in life can be facilitating us higher, can be facilitating us into greater possibility of, you know, a positive, inspiring, empowered life. Absolutely. And so I hope that has, you know, given you a couple nuggets to work with and play with, and being kind to the self, being kind to your body, being in the question of what is the next step for you that will help for you to heal, or, you know, really, really come into greater balance and whatever's true for you at this time. And if you like this podcast, I'd love for you to please leave a 5-star review. And I'm also really taking questions. You can go on all of my social media. It's Intuitive Kathleen Miller on you know, Instagram, or on my site at Intuitive Lifestyle Success. I also have a free energy clearing audio that you can get by subscribing on the homepage, and that will just let you know when the new podcast episodes drop, and other, I do monthly energy forecasts as well. So definitely check that out. And otherwise, guys, have a fabulous month. Happy May. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Kathleen Miller, and be well.